Hello, welcome back to The Ripple Effect, the new Wellspring-wide podcast to help us all as one church family see where God is moving and to share in what he's doing both at home and in other nations. You can consider this a mixture of information, inspiration, and prayer fuel. I apologize, I sound a bit like Barry White this morning. That's because I cheered very loudly at Wembley and then also sang very loudly, not very well, at church on Sunday. Anyway, I'm joined in the studio by our very own David Dodwell, who currently serves as our kids and youth minister. But some of that's going to change. More of that later. Hey, David.
Hiya, Tim. And hello, everyone listening. Coming up later, we've got an update from Sri Lanka and Pakistan with our friend Matthew Murray. On the missions front, an interview with Joy Ross about our growing work in Lebanon through the Aziz Partnership. On the home front, the invitation to take part in a sailing challenge coming up next month and some news about exciting developments in our central Watford location.
Aha, that sounds fantastic. Now, before that, let's remind ourselves of our key verses for 2019. A sense of what God is urging us all towards. We're going to hear this and then we're going to pray together as David leads us. Now, it's from Paul's prayer-filled letter to the churches in Ephesus from Ephesians chapter 3.
I pray that from his glorious unlimited resources, he will empower you with inner strength through his spirit. Then Christ will make his home in your hearts as you trust in him. Your roots will grow down into God's love and keep you strong. And may you have the power to understand, as all God's people should, how wide, how long, how high, and how deep his love is. May you experience the love of Christ, though it is too great to understand fully. Then you will be made complete with all the fullness of life and power that comes from God. Now, all glory to God, who is able, through his mighty power at work within us, to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask or think. Glory to him in the church and in Christ Jesus through all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Heavenly Father, we just thank you right now that we can rely completely and utterly on you. I thank you, Father, we don't need to trust in our own strength, in our own power, in our own wisdom, but you invite us, you welcome us in to hear from you, to see what you are doing, and to even co-work with you. So, Father, right now, I pray for a fresh sense and an outpouring of your spirit on each and every listener over Wellspring Church, that we would do the good works that you've called us to do through you and with you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen to that. So thank you for joining us for the podcast. Now, David, we were recently, just in the middle of May, we found ourselves in Bradford for the AG conference. How was it? Did you enjoy it?
Yes, it was a very sunny Bradford. No, it rained on us the whole time we were there, messed up my trainers, but it was a good time. And I'm really excited about the future. I feel like there really was a new day, a new change, something shifting and moving. And I just feel from what we saw, it was a prophetic act that AOG is now going to be receiving new leadership and spiritual leadership, because I felt for some time, maybe we haven't been led spiritually for our nation, but I feel like we're back on track with really seeking after God's heart for the movement and for this great nation and even beyond.
That's fantastic. Yeah, I'd agree with that. And I really believe Glyn Barrett is the man of God's choosing for this time to lead AOG forward. So guys, as you're listening to this, whenever you think about AOG, when it comes to mind, please do be praying for all 500 or so of the churches across Great Britain that are part of this fellowship of churches. Now, I caught up with Matthew Murray, our friend from One by One, which is a missions agency. Those guys are based up, Matthew and Becky, up in Uttoxeter, friends of ours. And I caught up with him, and here's a little interview I recorded while in the cafe at the AOG conference. So have a listen to this.
So I'm here at the AOG National Conference in a coffee shop with one only Matthew Murray from One by One. Matt, say hi.
Hey guys.
For the Ripple Effect. I just thought it'd be really good to ask you a couple of questions. Firstly, we were just talking about what happened in Pakistan.
Yes.
When we were part of sending you when you first went to Pakistan. Tell us what's happened since that time when you were in Wellspring. Maybe it was about 18 months ago.
Yeah, well, it was exactly 1 year ago. I think it was April 30th, 2018, and we came to Wellspring to preach, and you guys prayed for us and took an offering up. We went there that week, bought some land, and building a children's home there, rescuing children caught up in brick factory slavery. So it's a great thing to be able to release these children, and I'm pleased to say all the funding has now come in. You guys were the first givers of that project, and here we are now with another project going on, and we open up in just a week's time, time.
What's been built? What is actually?
It's a children's home. It's two stories. It's going to be able to accommodate 55 children initially, and then we're hoping to add another story when we can double up to 100.
That's amazing.
Exciting.
We're cheering you on all the way, and tell us a little bit about Sri Lanka, your links there, because we recently sent £1,000 towards the appeal after the Easter.
Yeah, again, you guys were very quick to respond to that call out. It was very scary when we heard about what was happening in Sri Lanka. Obviously, the terrorist attack on Easter Sunday. We managed to link up some of our partner churches were affected. They had one of their buildings set on fire. The very hotel that I stay in was bombed. I stayed there 6-7 times, my favourite hotel in the world. And we were devastated, really. Over 300 lives lost. So we launched an urgent appeal. Wellspring sent £1,000. Many other churches supported as well. And we're now in the process of identifying the needs. We've got one lady we're helping. Her husband was killed and both of her children were killed. So the money you guys gave is going to go directly towards helping her. We're going to try and rebuild her home. We're going to try and just really help her get her life back on track. What an opportunity to just spread the love of God in such a traumatic time.
Yeah, that's amazing. Well, Matthew, thank you so much for being so ready to organise that. We trust you with that fund. Thanks for what you're doing. And thanks for giving the Ripple Effect a quick update. We're really grateful.
The Ripple Effect. What a joy to be on it.
God bless you. Bye.
Isn't it incredible to be involved with such transforming work? I'm so glad that we as a church get to partner in this. Okay, Tim, Nation Sunday, what's that all about?
Okay, so Nation Sunday is coming up on Sunday, the 9th of June. On that day, we want to celebrate the diversity of all the different cultures and ethnic backgrounds and perspectives of everyone within the Wellspring Church family. And we're going to do that both during the services. It's actually Pentecost Sunday. So we're going to be hearing about that, celebrating about the generosity of God to pour out his spirit on all people, on all nations. And then the idea is that everyone brings together something for the bring and share lunch afterwards. We do have people that are going to join us in Central Watford location from Stevenage, and even some will come over after the service in North Bushy so that we can do this as much as possible as a whole church family together. If people bring hot food, then we'll have means of keeping that warm so no one gets food poisoning. And then we're going to have a great big bring and share lunch. People are going to bring their favourite ethnic food. What's your favourite food from anywhere in the world, David?
That's a really hard question, and everybody would know that for me. Right now, I'm thinking of Shanghai rolls it's a Chinese fusion with Filipino.
Oh, that's nice. That sounds really good. I would struggle to choose as well, but maybe Tex-Mex would be what would be natural for me. Maybe, you know, some fajitas or something like that, or enchiladas probably. Anyway, everyone brings their food. Then over lunch, we're going to celebrate the incredible work that God has done through our Operation Steadfast project over the last 15 years in Sierra Leone. And some people who've been part of Operation Steadfast over the years are going to come and join us as we celebrate a new season, as we hand over some of that project to other partners. But also we want to thank God for all that he's done and all that everyone has done in investing so much time and money and effort in Operation Steadfast. So that's the plan. So what do people need to know, David, so that they can be part of this?
They need to wear some really cool clothes. Not just cool clothes, but clothes that represent a nationality that they should be representing on the day. It's really fantastic to have so many nations and nationalities represented at church. So we just want people to feel comfortable, bring who they are, bring themselves, bring their ethnicity to the forefront. And we just want to have a really good time together. You know, we're in unity and being the diverse people God's created us to be, and celebrating God for all he is and created us to be.
That sounds like loads of fun. And if you want to be part of that, then please just plan to bring some food. We've got fridges if it's cold food. And if it's hot food, then please, we do want to make sure no one gets food poisoning. So if you bring hot food, then you need to email nikki.williams, that's N-I-K-K-I, nikki.williams@wellspring-church.org. Just let her know that you're bringing some hot food, and we'll make sure we have enough means of keeping it warm until after the second service. Just a heads up as well, it just occurs to me, the following week is Father's Day, and we have Matt Baker from Sports Chaplaincy UK. We have Clive Ross, who is a Wellspringer and also the chaplain of Watford Football Club. A few surprises, some fun things for dads. So we're going to have a great time in June on our Sundays. Okay, now still with a view to our overseas missions program, we're going to hear now from Joy Ross. Joy is a member of our Central Watford location, and she is leading our work in our part in the Aziz Partnership, which is helping some of the Syrian refugees that live in the Bekaa Valley in Lebanon. David, I want to hear from you in a minute about your experiences having been there in May. But first, let's hear from Joy and hear about what her heart is for the Syrian refugees and what we're planning and looking forward to in the Aziz Partnership in the coming months.
Hey there. Over the last 12 months, personally, I've been overwhelmed by the desperate need faced by the Syrian refugees who've settled in the Zali Valley in Lebanon. Overwhelmed to the point that God has moved my heart to act, to just do something. So at Wellspring Church, a team has been growing as each month we've met together to either pray or talk about ways we as a church can share God's hope in this situation. At the moment, we're in the midst of planning an art exhibition to locally raise awareness and much needed funds for True Vine Church, who are working in the refugee camps in Lebanon. We are also planning a trip to Lebanon at the end of August to encourage our Christian brothers and sisters at True Vine Church who come face to face with overwhelming need as they work in the camps, as well as to talk about ways we can effectively partner as a church with them as we move forwards with the work that they are doing. We've also been exploring the potential of using the arts in the camps as a tool for expressing the life events that have been faced by adults and children that have fled from Syria. And finally, we are looking to send £100 per calendar month from Wellspring Church to support True Vine's work through individuals like yourselves, giving either £5 or £10 a month specifically to the Aziz Partnership. If you would like to talk about how you can help and be part of this, I would love to hear from you. Just get in touch by either emailing joyross@hotmail.co.uk or send me a message or call on 07917 817 215. Thank you. Take care. Bye.
So isn't that great to hear from Joy? Thank you, Joy, for filling us in with that. As she said, if you want to get more involved in that, then do follow up and get in touch with Joy. Now, David, you in May, you were in Lebanon. You were at True Vine Church, which is the church we partner with. Tell us about your experiences amongst the Syrian refugees there in the Bekaa Valley.
Yeah, thank you, Tim. It was an incredible time. I felt very privileged and honored to be able to go out there to see what was going on through True Vine Church and just the kingdom of God and the partnerships God is arranging and opening the doors to. I've been to plenty, I would say, poverty-stricken places, but this was mind-blowing because this is refugees. So this isn't even where people have lived up or grown. This is completely new to them. So I think that really, that really opened my eyes to something different. Seeing in the Bekaa Valley region alone, that's got the highest amount of Syrian refugees. So I think it's around 700,000. And just to think, people have been there for 6 years and the children of the families there are uneducated. They haven't got schools. They're not part of schools. So you can just imagine the ripple effect of need there is for these refugees. And it's incredible to be part of this True Vine Church partnership and what's going on through Aziz Partnership, because there's just so much need, but God is providing people, providing church and skills and expertise to come alongside, as well as finance and people just being generous and serving to help out with these people. So it's really incredible, really privileged to be part of it. And I went out specifically with thoughts in mind to see how we could serve the children potentially with what we've done back at home with our splash clubs and things. So I'm looking forward to potentially next summer in 2020, taking out a team which would involve some young people to come along to help provide something. Now, True Vine Church actually provides 600 plus children with education at their local church, but also they've planted community centres around Zale, which is where the local church is at. So hopefully we can do some splash holiday clubs or parties for the children that attend the school, but even for the Syrian refugees who haven't even got places at the schools yet.
Yeah, isn't it amazing when you walk around those camps, there are children everywhere, and many, many children who have probably no prospect of an education, and they're just spending all day in those camps. So I love your heart, David, for that. And having been there myself, I can say that, you know, we really are part, and what is growing is a partnership with a really amazing ministry that's doing work. And there are hardly any sign of NGOs or other agencies doing stuff out there. I mean, it seems to me that True Vine Church are really doing something unique out there. Would that be your perception as well? Is that what you saw?
Yeah, I just feel God is making some divine connections, not just with us, but with other churches, with other, parachurch organizations and charities. Like, there's so much that I was saying about the need, and the need is being filled in different places. And it's really good to be able to focus our help and to clarify how we can help. But there's other things going on, and it's just really excited to be part of. So if you get connected with the Aziz Project, hear a little more, maybe from Joy or Tim, maybe if this is something that sparks something in your heart, if you want to go out, then I just encourage you to get alongside this, because there's probably some area of need that any listener could actually contribute to.
That's really good. And the ripple effect of one act of kindness or one prayer, it's amazing how far that can go. Now, we are going to move and look more at what's happening closer to home. But before we do that, I think it's really important that we take a moment to pray. And I'm going to lead us in prayer now. So wherever you are, maybe you're on your commute to work, or you're at home, or wherever you are, I'd encourage you in this moment to pause to pray. Now, if you want longer to pray, then this is what you could do. You could just press pause on the podcast and spend a few minutes praying for all of the things we've heard that we're doing overseas, the things we're highlighting, especially in June's Ripple Effect. You can stop now and you can press pause and pray, and then you can carry on with the rest of the podcast. But let's take a moment while we're all together and in these thoughts. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for your transforming love. Thank you that your love continues to change lives through simple acts of kindness. We thank you, Lord, for joining us with incredible people around the world that are doing work in your name and making a massive difference amongst people that otherwise would be overlooked. Lord, that is your heart, that everyone is welcome in your kingdom. And Lord, we thank you that you've given us a big heart for the nations within Wellspring. And Lord, we pray you continue to grow that it wouldn't just be a few, but actually all of us would recognize that we're called to go to the ends of the earth to extend your kingdom. And Father, I pray that you continue to grow in our hearts a passion and a drive for that. And also, Lord, if people are listening and you're prompting them to get involved in practical ways or to give financially to any of these projects, I just pray you bless them in that. And Lord, more than anything, this isn't about us. This is about your kingdom coming around the world. Lord, have your way. Do great work. And we pray this in the mighty name of the one who sent us to the nations. And that is Jesus Christ, the Lord of all nations. Lord, hear our prayers today as we pray them in your name. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for your prayers. Now, we are looking now closer to home, and we're putting our attention towards central Watford. And now, as you know, we're one church in three different locations at the moment. And as we zoom in on central Watford, we've got some plans. We've got some exciting plans, haven't we, David?
Yeah, we do. We do.
So our plans are, and we've been talking about this for a couple of years, but we recognize that 2019, this is the year to begin a significant transition. And that is to grow a location leadership team based in central Watford to oversee the ministries of things that happen in that location. And the reason we're doing this is because we recognize that God has given us many leadership gifts across the life of Wellspring. And also, we just sense this is God's time and his plan. And so, David, we had a time together during the Breakthrough Prayer Week, didn't we? Tell us about what happened there.
Yeah, so in January 2019, some of you may remember, And we did a week of prayer and fasting. And over the duration of that week, I felt God was clearly speaking to me and revealing his heart for Central Watford, or even his calling over my life to carry some of that heart he has for Central Watford and through a Wellspring Expression. So I prayed and fasted into that. And I think it kind of been in my heart already, but I guess I was not being as purposeful with it, kind of hiding, taking a back seat. But I felt God really stepping me up, saying now is the time to go for it and reach for it. And Tim, probably you'd like to share about us praying together. So
during that week, this has been something aware that this is what is needed to be even more effective in what we do in Central Watford. But also seeing God's hand on your life, David, from all the time since you've grown up in the church and we've been serving the Lord together in different ways. And so we had the privilege, and I say this, I know this is going on record and you're listening to this, this is a really unique opportunity we were given, okay? This is not available to the general public, and it was done under careful advisement. But we were able to go up on the top of the YMCA, which is the highest physical point in the whole of Watford. And on the top of there, you may have seen there's an illuminated cross. It's actually a couple of drain pipes that are kind of screwed and stuck together. But we were able to go and stand up there. They were doing some maintenance, so all the aerials were turned off, which meant that it was safe for us to be there without getting microwaves through our stomachs. Anyway, I don't know why I'm mentioning that. But anyway, we got a chance to pray over the town. And there was a moment when we were praying together that I looked down, I saw David, I saw you praying over the people of Watford, not just the kids and the youth, but actually everyone in all the community. And I recognized that now's the time for me to get behind what God wants you to do. And in fact, for the whole church to get behind what God wants you to do in Watford for the sake of his kingdom. So we got off the back. We came down from having that prayer time together, which felt really significant. And since that time, we've been talking about you taking on a role as a location leader in Central Watford, handing over some of your responsibilities in terms of the kids and the kids' leadership within Central Watford, and becoming a location leader as we step into 2020 for the Central Watford location. That's exciting. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, I feel very excited by it. I feel like, oh, this is really new. I'm really outside my comfort zone, but I know the Lord is leading me, leading us as a church family this way. So in some ways, I have nothing to fear, but it's just new. It's just change, and we're just working things out. We've never really done this before, even though we have multiple expressions, multiple locations. This is kind of the first kind of transition handover in this way. But I feel like now is the time. And maybe actually, I'll never feel ready. But if I felt ready, then it's too late sort of thing.
Yeah, absolutely. And we step out in faith knowing that God's going to lead us. It's his timing. And so just so for those of you listening, we're going to pray about this in a minute. The details will become clear as time goes on. But in terms of what we're thinking and sensing is that as a senior leadership team in unity about this together, is that we're going to help David form a location leadership team over kind of June, July, August, and then for the autumn, for September, October, and November, developing that team so that then when we get to January of 2020, having, if you like, a handover. And so that's the kind of timing we're thinking. And there's some practicalities just to bear in mind for those of you who are listening. One is that we obviously want to make sure that our kids continue to be served excellently in the Central Watford location. There's so many children. How many children have we got that access different things in the center of Watford in what we do? It's loads. Do you have any numbers?
So if you want to go just children, primary age and below, I would say we're hitting between 100 and 120 on a monthly basis.
So that's amazing. Not hitting them. We're not hurting them.
No, safeguarding wouldn't allow it.
We would never. Just for the record, we've never hit a child ever. So that's a lot of children that we're serving, right? And so we want to make sure that those children and also other children in the wider community that we haven't even connected with yet are invited and able to understand the love of God for themselves. And so we are going to be recruiting a kids leader, a part-time kids leader for the Central Watford Watford location over the spring and summer. So if you're listening, or if maybe you or someone that you know would really ideally fit that kind of role, then keep your eyes peeled so that for job adverts and that kind of thing. And so we'll transition this, and then we'll get to a point in January where David and his team, which will be well formed by then, can really motor. So I'm excited about that, and it means actually that myself and Helen and the rest of the team can look to further encouraging existing locations, and who knows, maybe developing a team to plant a new location sometime in the next couple of years. That's on my heart anyway. So we're going to pray for those things. David, how can we be praying for you particularly in this transition?
If you could just pray for courage and boldness for me. This is what I believe God is leading me into for this year. And so for me not to to be hindered or to hold back, but to really take on board what God is doing and leading me into. So yeah, just courage and boldness, please.
That's cool. Okay, so let's pray together, shall we now? And again, I'm going to pray a bit, but if you want to pray longer, then press pause. And then when you're done, press pause again. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for David. I thank you for what you've done in his life. I thank you for who he is. Lord, I thank you for who he's becoming. I thank you for the leader that he is and the leader he's becoming. And I just say yes and amen to all your plans in his life. More importantly, Lord, even than David's life alone, Lord, we pray for all the people of Central Watford, those that are currently part of that congregation, those who currently worship and gather with us there, but the whole of the community in the location around the Wellspring and beyond. Lord, we pray that your kingdom would come, that your will be done there as it is in heaven. And as David's asked for boldness and courage, Lord, would you give that to him? Give him wisdom and faith and courage and boldness in equal measure. And Lord, we say, let your will be done in Central Watford. May many lives be transformed because of our trust in you and our progress. And Father, I want to pray as well for the right person of your choosing to become the kids leader there in Central Watford. Lord, would you prompt the right person and bring the right person to us for that role? We pray this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Good stuff. Okay, a couple of things before we finish. Thanks for hanging with us, guys. Here's a little interview that I recorded with our fundraising manager, Richard Thomas. So have a listen to this. Okay, I'm here in the Wellspring Church Centre at the desk of the one and only Richard Thomas, our fundraising manager. Hi, Richard.
Hello, Tim.
So we would love to hear from you about the forthcoming fundraising effort that is the Wellspring Sailing Challenge. If you could tell us some of the details and why are we doing this?
Okay, so the challenge, well, why we're doing it is to raise money for the extension at the Wellspring Centre, specifically for the children, youth and family part of that.
Yeah, and it's a sponsored event, so people are getting sponsorship to take part in this?
Yes, they are. So there'll be a list of different things that people have to do as their challenge, which is part of sailing. So it could be hoist the mainsail, furl the headsail, hook a swing mooring, tie up on a pontoon. But there'll also be some more kind of leisurely challenges. So you have to sort of learn how to do a three-point fix, learn a few knots. You'll pass by some historic landmarks around the Portsmouth and Solent area. So there'll be a bit of everything, really. Something for everybody as well.
That sounds fantastic. And the idea is that people in their workplaces or families will ask for people to sponsor them and donate money to the Wellspring Church Centre Building Fund, is that right? And then they complete these challenges over the course of a weekend?
Yep, all the challenges will be done over the weekend. And the idea is that you would actually, you know, engage with your colleagues at work and people outside of your church network. That's the focal point of the fundraising in general, that you'd actually use these as opportunities to actually discuss something of, you know, why you go to church, what you're hoping to do by doing the event and how you happen to raise money for a particular cause.
Yeah, that's great. I understand that part of the challenge involves sailing both west through the Needles Channel. I'll say it again, just edit. So I understand that part of the challenge is to go west through the Needles Channel and then east as well. How do you do both of those?
So what we do is we sail out west through the channel with the tide, which is quite exciting because there's a big sandbank on one side of the channel and lots of interesting rocks on the other side. So we sail through west and then we wait for the tide to turn. And then as the tide turns, we then sail back east with the tide through the channel again, and then moor up in Yarmouth on the Isle of Wight to have a nice meal and, you know, enjoy the evening together on the boat.
That's great. And what about accommodation? Have you arranged all that for us?
Yep, so we'll be sleeping on the boat. So what you will need to bring is a sleeping bag and a pillow. But everything that you need will be on board. You know, you really won't need to bring anything else. And there'll be a kit list that gets sent out to those that are taking part. But you don't need any special equipment. That will all be provided.
It sounds really fun and a great opportunity to get out and enjoy nature and some fun and some new activities. What about if someone's never sailed before? Is this something that would still suit them?
Yes, so the idea is that if you haven't sailed before and you'd like to try sailing, then this is your perfect opportunity. It really is an entry-level experience. No prior knowledge of sailing you need to have. The only thing you do need to be able to do is be able to swim 50 metres unaided. So that's the only requirement.
Okay, that sounds so much fun. So what are the details? When is this coming up?
It is on the 19th, 20th and 21st of July. And the plan is to leave Watford around lunchtime and then head down to Southampton to the River Hamble, where we'll set off late in the evening and do our first bit of sailing. Hopefully just as dusk settles, which will be quite an experience watching the sun go down from a boat.
Yeah, sounds really, really good. And there's a fee for people to sign up to this to cover the essential costs, is that right?
Yep, there is a fee. Sailing is quite expensive, so we need to kind of cover the costs. It's £150 for adults or £100 for under 18s. These can be paid in instalments, and that's fine.
That's great. Well, if you want to find out more information on that, can we find that on the Wellspring Church website or the app? How do we find out?
If you go onto the website, there's a link which says Wellspring Church Sailing Challenge. And if you click on that, it will lead you to the ticketing area where there'll be further information about the trip.
That's great. Thank you so much for telling us about that. Look forward to it. And hopefully as many people come back from the Sailing Challenge as those that go on it, I'm sure that'll be okay.
Yeah, we're going to do a head count on the way back in the car. So
that's good to know. Yeah. Okay, thanks so much for joining us.
No problem. Cheers.
Fantastic. Well, please sign up if you want to, if you're available, if you can. I just want to encourage you. We had a great extend night, a prayer night in May, and we've got another one coming up in June, June 27th. So please do come along to the Wellspring so you can pray for the extension of what God is doing in that building, in that area.
Fantastic. Now, some other news quickly. There's a recruitment drive going on. Look out soon for information of a communications officer, which is a maternity cover for the amazing Hannah Dodwell. What? Maternity cover? What's that about?
It's about number two.
Baby number two. Yeah. Okay, so we're looking for somebody with communication skills who can help us with our social media and communications across the all that we do in Wellspring. Look out for that. It's a part-time post. Secondly, I've already mentioned the kids leader in Central Watford. And thirdly, we're going to be recruiting at the end of the summer for a reception or events team assistant in the Wellspring Church Centre. So look out for jobs on our website. If you have any in questions about that, contact Nikki Williams, our general manager, and you can get hold of her through the normal means at the Wellspring Church Centre.
In North Bushy recently, a litter pick and Helping Hand Skip Day, we caught up with one of the volunteers who had this to say about what they experienced.
I was one of the litter pickers along with my two young children. It was great to see them getting involved in serving our community. And they had fun. Well, most of the time. For me, I found myself getting annoyed at, once again, picking up other people's rubbish. Cigarette butts, drink cans, sweet wrappers, bits of plastic. But then I felt God gently say that it was a picture of my relationship with him. My life is full of rubbish. My short-temperedness, my judgmentalism, my selfishness, my envy. And it's God who takes my rubbish away. And repeatedly, when I come to him and ask for his forgiveness. So picking up the litter in North Bushy is more than a practical way of helping. It's a sign of God's grace, of him taking away our mess over and over and over.
Isn't that great? And thanks to Rebecca for filling us in on what happened in North Bushy. We'll hear more next time about what God is doing up in Stevenage, in our location there, and some other things in July's Ripple Effect. Now, here's a few ways, finally, for you to keep informed. There are loads of ways for you to keep informed about life in Wellspring. Firstly, on our website, you can catch up for all the events that are happening over the summer, kids' events, other things happening. Also, the Wellspring app. If you haven't been to the iTunes Store or Google Play Store and downloaded the Wellspring app, I'd really encourage you to do that. You can get push notifications about things that are important for you to know. You can also use that as a means of catching up with podcasts. Maybe right now you're listening on the Wellspring app. You can donate and you can give a tithe and offering using that site. And soon coming, you'll be able to access our YouTube channel via the app as well. So keep an eye out for that. Also, you can subscribe to the email update that comes out every Thursday. And that's a way of you keeping informed. So I think we're done. Thank you for listening to the Ripple Effect in June. We trust it's been encouragement to you. And if you've got time and you want to continue to pray for all these things as the Lord leads you, then please do so. But David, I wonder if you could finish this time together in prayer and pray a blessing over all those who are listening.
Sure. Heavenly Father, I want to thank you that you sent your one and only Son, Jesus. Thank you for his life, death, and resurrection. Thank you, Lord God, because of the cross, we can have the Spirit freely poured out and received amongst us. So, Father, right now, I pray for a fresh anointing of your Holy Spirit over your church. Would you fill us afresh? And may, Lord God, that we would not just be filled, but we would outpour what you've given us and bring transformation to wherever you have placed us. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.